the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens. Local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
This is the midday news for Tuesday, June 15. I am Kimberly Benjamin in the headlines. Prime Minister Skirt asks Dominicans to support the International Airport project, but no studies were conducted and no open tendering and bidding by law for financing and building this massive national project. A survey conducted among students across the region has pointed to extreme dissatisfaction with CXC and the arrangements the agency made for this year's CSEC and CAPE. And COVID-19 Delta variant wreaked havoc on Guangzhou province in China for weeks, and health workers and scientists say it could be a bigger threat than the initial coronavirus that started in China 18 months ago. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited and the National Bank of Dominica Limited. The details coming up.
If it's tech, we got it. If it's an appliance, we've got that too. Dad, if you want it, you should get it this Father's Day at Courts. Courts has unbeatable prices, up to 30% off selected products. So whatever you want, you should get it. Only at Courts. Bringing value home.
Bachelor's, check. Master's, done. PhD, that could just be me. Get your degree with an NBD student loan.
Whether locally,
overseas, or online, we've got the ideal loan offer to finance your studies with up to 100% coverage and flexible payment options. So why wait? Start now. Define your student journey and start with NBD. Call us at 255-2337 or visit nbdominica.com to apply. And follow us on YouTube and Facebook.
NBD. Your partner, your bank.
Terms and conditions apply.
Expert in horticulture, researcher and lecturer in the Department of Life Sciences at the UE Mona Campus, Jamaica, Michelle Emmanuel, finds Dominica's national progress into the cannabis industry as too slow. Speaking on the economic opportunities which exist in agriculture on Q95's Roots on Q program hosted by Dr. Simone Mathieu, Emmanuel asked Dominica's policymakers, will we be reactive or proactive during this era?
I'm sure the discussion has been taking place and we have seen some policy announcements towards that. But the implementation, meaning what sort of regulatory framework and how is the policy going to encapsulate that level of economic development that cannabis can bring? We have seen where some of the poorest countries globally have changed their policy framework to attract foreign investment. Jamaica has attracted nearly $50 million through the past 5 years in foreign investment. So the opportunities are there, but are we going to be reactive? Are we going to be proactive? So we need to build the human capacity framework, put the institutions that would test and maintain public health and safety based on quality assurance if we are serious about taking advantage of cultivating such a valuable agricultural commodity.
Horticulture expert Michelle Emmanuel. Coordinator of the Dominica Community Policing Program, Assistant Superintendent Claude Weeks, is calling on the Dominican population to embrace community policing. Speaking at a community forum earlier this week, he said the relationship between the community and the police has to work with reciprocity. He added that there is a need to mask the reality. No one is perfect, but there needs to be a balance, and the police are expected to conduct themselves in a professional manner.
We see the community in a different light, and you too see the police in a different light. Admittedly, the same initiative and philosophy must be sold to the police force. Because if Mr. Aish and I, we come here time and time again and sell the product and say it's a good thing, let's adopt it, form one prospect, and we have hooliganism in the police force, and have no manners and no professionalism, is defeating the purpose. Now, sometimes when I talk like that, I get problem with people. But Mr. Rich is a straight and sharp shooter. On both sides, we have to balance it. We want to work with you. We're not perfect. One prosper is not perfect, neither the police force is perfect. But I've always said there must be standards. There has to be standards. If we want Mount Prosper to work with us and the rest of the Dominican communities, we too must be examples as police in the communities.
Assistant Superintendent of Police Claude Weeks. The Dominica Association of Industry and Commerce and the Dominica Hotel and Tourism Association hosted the first session of a three-part Business Continuity and Resilience series on Tuesday, June 8th via Zoom to provide insight on how the private sector and key stakeholders can strengthen their actions to improve their resilience. Speaking to Q95 News on Tuesday, Executive Director of the DAIC, Lizra Fabian, expressed appreciation for the presentations of insurance industry experts like Brenton Hillier of Sagico Life and Anthony Joseph of Beacon Insurance.
They shared some key considerations for our private sector on how to reduce our risk through insurance. These presenters emphasized that purchasing insurance is investing in the sustainability of one's business. It's also important to note that businesses should ensure that a proper risk assessment is conducted to determine the insurance needs of the business. The presenters encourage businesses to understand the definitions that are provided by one's insurer to fully understand the coverage that's provided. It was also noted that an insurance broker or an advisor could be used to navigate the business needs that have been identified and also the goals of the business, as brokers and advisors exist to work hand in hand with all businesses to ensure that we get the most adequate and suitable plan. Businesses were also encouraged to focus on the area of risk and vulnerability, as this is essential to determine the best insurance solution. And it must be noted that insurance is only one of the actions in the overall enhancement of one's resilience.
DAIC and DHTA reminds the business community of the second session to be held on Wednesday, June 16th, which will focus on building resilience and optimizing security for private sector's physical and digital infrastructure.
Experts in physical and digital security will share best practices to be considered by our private sector, as well as options for managing business security risk, trends and development in business security, among other key considerations. A special presentation will be given by the Commonwealth of Dominica Police Force on important considerations for our private sector. The private sector and stakeholders are encouraged to register via the link provided in our Facebook or our website. Or if there are any questions, please call the DAIC office at 449-1962. We encourage everyone to take advantage of the information provided, because by taking the information, applying it to our actions, we're able to make better decisions that enhances our overall resilience. And if our business community is more resilient, Dominica, of course, will be more resilient.
DAIC Executive Director Lizra Fabian. The Dominica Council on Aging joins the rest of the world in recognizing World Elder Abuse Prevention Day today under the theme Access to Justice. President of the Dominica Council on Aging, Ophelia Olivache Marie, says the message ensures that our elders are included and the continued love and support we give them is one that is important in recognizing the contributions they have made to the lives we are now living.
We are going to go around the theme that the United Nations has set forward, which is access to justice. And we are taking the word justice as being judicial, having to do with legal matters, but also having to do with a life that is common and regular to everybody. So our message is that our elders have to be included. And we have to continue to love them, to pay attention to them, to recognize the contribution that they have made to the life that we are living now, because they are pioneers of that resilience that we talk about, and they are the ones who gave us the foundation on which we stand.
President of the Dominica Council on Aging, Ophelia Olivache Marie. Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrett calls for the support of all Dominicans for the construction of the proposed international airport. But many claim that no technical or economic or environmental studies have been conducted and that there was no open tendering and bidding according to the law for the financing and construction of such a massive national project. Mrs. Skerrett says the population is expected to benefit in a number of ways and that the onus is on citizens to prepare themselves for the opportunities that await, both during the construction phase and post-completion. He contends this signals a new beginning for Dominica.
new impetus for development, a new opportunity to change our economic trajectory and create a future of hope and opportunity for our young professionals and for our children. I pledge to keep you updated and part of the process throughout the next 5 years. This is a national endeavor. It is for every Dominican, and I ask for your goodwill and positive energy as we forge ahead.
Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrett. The case in Dominica involving alleged fugitive diamond trader Mehul Choksi has taken yet another turn. Booked on charges of illegally entering into the Caribbean nation, Choksi's case was heard by Chief Magistrate Candia Corret George at the Magistrates Court in Roseau. The prosecution, led by Dominica's Director of Public Prosecution, Sherman Dalrymple, told the court that it is ready to proceed to trial. Dalrymple also took the opportunity to introduce the addition of Indian lawyer Harpreet Jiana to the state team of prosecutors. However, Choksi fails to appear in court on June 14 for the commencement of the trial. Instead, his lawyers presented a medical certificate signed by a doctor from the Dominica China Friendship Hospital, where Choksi has been a patient for the past 2 weeks. The medical certificate says Mehul Choksi was a no-show in court since he was suffering from mental stress and experienced high blood pressure. Chief Magistrate Corret George later adjourned the matter. It will now be heard at 9 a.m. on 25th June. The judge has also ordered for Choksi to be brought to court on June 17 for further remand. Mehul Choksi will remain on the police guard as a patient at the Dominica China Friendship Hospital until the next date of the trial. Choksi's legal team has also employed the services of Daya and Daya, one of the key accused in the alleged RS 13,500 crore Punjab National Bank scam. Mehul Choksi is said to have fled to the Caribbean nation of Antigua and Barbuda in 2018. He was arrested in May of this year for illegally entering neighboring Dominica. And the stocking up process of supplies for the hurricane season will begin the week of June 20th for 55 emergency shelters around the island. Local government Commissioner Glenroy Tusa says these shelters will be stocked up with necessary appliances, first aid kits, cots, and the like. This forms part of a shelter enhancement project carried out by the local government's department and the IOM. 7 emergency shelters were improved under this project. He was speaking on Prime Minister Skerrett's Anupali program this past weekend.
So we are going to make that possible to all the shelters. The stocks are on island. In fact, we are concerned about the issue that we have had in the past. Whenever we put stock or supplies at shelters, when the next season comes and you are doing an inventory, you find the 150 cots you had is now down to 125 cots. But we are going to have those supplies to the shelters coming this coming week. And we will start with the community centers. So we're going to start with the 7 that we've enhanced and go to the resource centers and community centers. And we're going to be pretty strict in terms of inventory. So we are going to assign specific individuals to do the inventory, and they will have that responsibility.
Tusa says local government has already started discussions with the IOM on a third phase.
This phase, we had rehabilitated 16 emergency shelters and provide requisite supplies to those 16 emergency shelters. So we're looking at the third phase and see how can we improve and enhance. And I need to say as well that under the direct enhance project under the Green Climate Fund, there was also some funding or allocation for the improvement of emergency shelters. I think it's in the tune of $1.5 million. So we have identified some of those facilities that we have that we can improve and enhance, you know, and so that we can better prepare the communities as far as shelter management is concerned.
Local Government Commissioner Glenroy Tusa. In other news this afternoon, a survey conducted among students across the region pointed to extreme dissatisfaction with the Caribbean Examinations Council, CXC, and the arrangements the agency made for this year's Caribbean Secondary Education Certificate, CSEC, and Caribbean Advanced Proficiency Examination, CAPE. And against the background of what the Caribbean Coalition for Exam Redress described as a near-unanimous dissatisfaction, the students called for an investigation into CXC's operations and for the regional exam body to be independently regulated. The council conducted the online survey of Caribbean students to gauge their level of satisfaction generally with CXC and their exit examinations between May 31st and June 2nd. Respondents originated mainly from Jamaica, Trinidad and Tobago, and Barbados, with sizable representation of Guyanese and Eastern Caribbean students. The students of the Caribbean are strongly dissatisfied with the actions and conduct of the CXC, the coalition said in a statement. The exams are due to start on June 28 and will be administered in their original formats, despite significant loss of teaching time due to the COVID-19 pandemic. And the COVID-19 Delta variant has devastated Guangzhou, China for weeks as authorities race to respond. Health workers and scientists there have been fighting it for the last 3 weeks, and they say it could be a bigger threat than the initial coronavirus that originated in China 18 months ago. Remy Innocencio has this report.
From here in Hong Kong, the epicenter of China's latest COVID surge is right behind me. All of that and that skyline there is in Guangdong province. And doctors on state-run media have been warning that the Delta variant makes patients sicker faster.
From swabs to jabs, China is racing to stay ahead of the fast-spreading Delta strain of COVID. Some people lining up for miles to get vaccinated in Guangzhou, capital of China's southeast Guangdong province. An estimated 150,000 residents are still under lockdown, with workers in hazmat suits delivering them food and disinfecting the streets.
In 3 days, health workers tested nearly the entire population of about 19 million.
The epidemic in Guangzhou is an unprecedented opponent and requires our resolve, said the deputy director of Guangdong Center for Disease Control. The Delta variant of COVID first emerged in India this spring. 3,500 people are still dying on average each day,
the most of any country in the world, according to the New York Times.
And the strain is now the most common in the United Kingdom.
But there is some good news today. Chinese health officials are now saying that the surge is easing, but they're warning that future flare-ups could follow. As we're here in Hong Kong, no reports of the Delta variant just yet, but that's because no tourists are allowed, only residents. Case in point, myself. Last month, I had to do a 3-week mandatory hotel quarantine. At the time, it was the longest in the world, and some still say it was the most brutal.
And that's the midday news, but first, a recap of the headlines. Prime Minister Skerrit asks Dominicans to support the International Airport project, but no studies were conducted and no open tendering and bidding by law for financing and building this massive national project. A survey conducted among students across the region has pointed to extreme dissatisfaction of CXC and the arrangements the agency made for this year's CSEC in Cape. And the COVID-19 Delta variant wreaked havoc in China for weeks, and health workers and scientists say it could be a bigger threat than the initial coronavirus that started in China 18 months ago. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited and the National Bank of Dominica Limited. I have been your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin.
Our news, as it happens, when it happens.